Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on stacking a rag a cut for pirate radio energy. By the end of this lesson, you'll know how to take a short rag a vocal phrase, chop it into something playable, stack it with a low double and a gritty texture layer, and place it into a drum and bass arrangement so it feels like a proper reload moment. This is one of those classic jungle and DNB tricks that just works. A rag a cut brings attitude, urgency, and heritage straight into the tune. It can hype up a drop, fill space in a roller, or act like a warning shout before the bass comes back in. And the best part is, you do not need fancy third-party plugins. Ableton's stock tools are enough. First, let's choose the right vocal. You want something short, rhythmic, and full of character. Think one phrase, one chant, one shout, maybe 1 to 4 seconds long. Do not go hunting for a huge a cappella for this. For pirate radio energy, smaller is usually better. You want strong consonants, a clear ending, and a phrase that already feels like it wants to land on the beat. A great beginner tip here is to think in phrases, not just samples. Ask yourself, does this vocal feel like a drum fill or like an MC cue? If it does not push the groove forward, it probably does not belong. Drag the sample into an audio track first so you can hear it in context. Then open the clip and turn warp on if needed. For a vocal like this, Complex Pro can work well if the phrase has some tonal movement, while Beats can be great if the sample is more chopped and percussive. A few useful starting points. Keep the sample peaking around -12 to -6 dB before you start processing. Trim any dead air, and if the vocal feels too bright or too deep, try a small transpose move, maybe -2 to +2 semitones. Now clean it up. Tighten the start so the first hit lands exactly where you want it. That opening consonant is often what gives the cut its punch, so this matters more than people think. If the vocal has a noisy tail, cut it off now. In DNB, clean slices are your friend, because the drums and bass move fast and any extra mess can blur the groove. Next, we turn the vocal into an instrument. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is a really beginner-friendly workflow in Ableton because it lets you perform the vocal like a drum rack. You can slice by transients if the words have clear starts, by a regular grid like 1/8 notes if you want a neat chop pattern, or manually if you want to be more deliberate. Now program a simple first pattern. Keep it basic. Put the main hit on beat 1. Add another chop before the snare or on an offbeat and leave some space. In drum and bass, space is part of the groove. You are not trying to fill every gap. You are trying to answer the drums. If you are working around 174 BPM, try landing vocal hits near snare moments or just before them. The rag a cut often feels strongest when it reacts to the drums instead of floating randomly over them. That call and response feeling is what makes it feel like a real pirate radio moment. Now let's build the stack. We want 3 layers. The main cut, a low double, and a gritty effect layer. The main cut should stay clear and intelligible. That is the one that carries the message. For the low double, duplicate the sample and pitch it down a little, maybe -3 to -7 semitones. Keep it quieter than the main cut. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz, so it does not fight the sub. If needed, keep it mono with utility. This layer gives you body without turning the mix muddy. For the grit layer, duplicate again and make it dirty on purpose. Add saturator with a few dB of drive, then shape it with auto filter, maybe to band pass or low pass, and if you want some old school edge, add a touch of redux. Again, keep it controlled. This layer is not supposed to be the star. It is there to add attitude and texture. A really important stacking rule here is contrast. One layer should be easy to understand. One should add body and one should add attitude. If all 3 layers sound the same, the stack gets blurry fast. Now shape the rhythm. This is where the vocal becomes part of the DNB arrangement instead of just sitting on top of it. Program a 1-bar phrase with maybe 3 to 5 hits. A simple pattern might be one vocal hit on beat 1, a second one just before the snare, and then a repeat or tail on the end after the snare. Leave a gap before the next phrase so the drums can breathe. If your track is a roller, use fewer vocal hits and let it breathe more. If it is a harder neuro or techstep flavored section, you can use tighter repeats and more stutters. But here is a solid beginner rule. If the vocal is busy, simplify the drums in that moment. If the drums are already intense, keep the vocal shorter and more precise. Now let's bring in some movement with stock Ableton effects. Auto filter is perfect for tension and build-up. Echo is great for dub style throws and those classic last word moments. Reverb adds space, but keep it under control. Saturator gives you more presence and grit. Utility helps with mono control and gain. EQ8 is your cleanup tool. A nice starting point is to high pass the vocal stack around 100 to 150 Hz. If the vocal feels harsh, dip a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it is fighting the snare, try a small cut in the 2 to 4 kHz region. Keep an eye on your levels so the whole stack stays comfortably below clipping. For Pirate Radio Drama, automate the filter. You can sweep a low pass from around 200 Hz up to 12 kHz during a buildup, then pull it back down before the drop. You can also send only the last word of a phrase into echo, and then cut the reverb suddenly when the drop lands. That dry, sharp return can hit really hard. Keep the vocal dry enough to stay urgent. A little space is useful, but too much reverb can make the cut feel distant instead of commanding. In this style, you usually want the vocal to feel like it is right in your face from the speaker stack. Now place it in the arrangement. Do not loop the raga cut the whole time. Think like a proper DNB record. Use it as a section marker. A good starting arrangement might be an 8-bar intro with filtered vocal fragments, then a 16-bar buildup, then a drop where the vocal hook appears on select bars like 1, 5, 9, and 13. You can also use silence as part of the design. Pull the vocal out for a bar or two before the drop, then bring it back in hard. In heavy DNB, contrast creates pressure. The absence of the cut makes the return feel bigger. If your track is darker, try using the vocal only in the first half of the drop, then drop it out so the bass line can take over. That kind of contrast makes the second half feel more powerful. Let's talk mix discipline for a second, because this is where beginners often lose the energy. The vocal stack should add hype, not steal the whole stage. Keep the low layers controlled and mono where needed. High pass the non-essential parts. Use less reverb than you think, and always check the vocal in mono. A Pirate Radio style vocal can sound huge in stereo, but if the message disappears on a small speaker, it is too complicated. A good habit is to mute the bass and drums briefly, balance the vocal stack on its own, then bring the drums back in. If the vocal still feels clear and exciting once the drums return, you are in good shape. Here is a simple practice exercise. Find a short raga phrase or shout. Slice it to a drum rack. Program a 1-bar pattern with a few hits. Duplicate it into a low double and a gritty layer. Add EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Automate one echo throw on the final word. Then put the vocal in bars 1 through 4 of an 8-bar loop, and mute it in bars 5 through 8. Listen to how much more the drop breathes when the vocal steps out. That is a huge lesson in arrangement right there. If you want to level this up later, try making 3 versions of the same cut. One clean and minimal, one stacked and gritty, and one with performance effects like a filter sweep, a delay throw, and a reverse tail. Then compare them over the same loop and ask which one cuts through best, which one feels most reload-worthy, and which one leaves the most space for the bass. So to recap, choose a short vocal with attitude, warp and clean it, slice it into playable parts, stack it with a low double and gritty texture layer, shape it with stock Ableton effects, and arrange it so it answers the drums instead of fighting them. That is how you get raga cut energy that feels dangerous, rhythmic, and properly linked to pirate radio culture. Now go build that hook, keep it tight, and make the reload moment hit.